continuing to learn the laws of Kriyas HaTorah. It's brought down in the Mechaber. He says that it's necessary that when we begin the laning, that when the Sefer Torah is taken out, all of the preparations should have already been done before, so that there should not be any need for the Tzibor to have to wait. In Golan Sefer Torah, but Tzibor, we do not have the Sefer Torah get rolled in front of the Tzibor. Mimnei Kavod HaTzibor, to show the proper Kavod, respect to the Tzibor, as it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, Shiyu Mitzapim V'doimin Lakach, the issue of causing a lack of Kavod for the Tzibor, Tircha the Tzibora, is not, okay, davening's too long, that's Tircha the Tzibora. Let's cut out half the davening. No, that's not what Tircha Tzibor means. It means for the Tzibor to be sitting and doing nothing and watching something which should have been done before, that's an issue. And therefore, for this, the Mechaber says that it should not be rolled then, but rather it should be done before. However, there is an exception, Mr. Brewer tells us. He says, on Shabbos, in the event that you're laning from two Sifri Torah, it's not an issue. If, let's say, the first one is rolled properly, so you begin laning. In the meantime, someone on the side prepares the second one so that there's no time that elapses by the time that second Torah is ready to be read. It's all prepared. However, he says, quoting the words of the Darche Moshe, "V'yoser tov k'moshe nohagun ata," that it's better to do as is the custom that we roll be'esh omrim hakahal psuka de zimra during the time of psuka de zimra. Obviously, it doesn't mean that's lachatchila, but it means if you get to shul and you forget that it wasn't done the day before or earlier before davening started, at that point, it's better to at least do it during psuka de zimra as opposed to have it being done during the time which the Torah is taken out, causing everyone to have to just sit around and wait. Then the Mechaber says, "Im ein lahem elo sefer Torah echad, v'hem srichin likros mishnei inyanim." Let's say it's in fact most communities which have two Sifri Torah. Let's say it's a Shabbos in which both of them would be read. Unfortunately, we only have one Sefer Torah. So the question is, maybe because of Kavod HaTzibor, we're not going to lane the second section, that which everyone else does, because after all, we have to do all this time rolling. No. Obviously, this is only referring to a situation where you could do something about it. However, in this situation, since you only have one Sefer Torah, Golan, you'll roll it to the correct place for the second reading, V'yadach HaKavod HaTzibor. And as far as the Kavod HaTzibor is concerned, obviously that's going to be pushed off. Obviously, that's not the best case scenario, but what choice do we have? We only have one Sefer Torah, so there's no way it could have been prepared. It could only have been prepared for the first reading and not for the one thereafter. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos continues and discusses, since there's this issue of having the Torah in the wrong place, what happens that a person takes out the Sefer Torah and they realize they took the wrong one? The one that they were supposed to take is still in the Aron HaKodesh. So maybe, because of Kavod Tzibor, we will allow you to take that Sefer Torah and to put it back and to take a different one. So he says like this, quoting the words of the Siddur Yavetz, he says, "Shehotzi Sefer Torah Aron HaKodesh," once you have already taken the Sefer Torah out, "uva oda biyad," and you're holding on to it, and at that moment, somalev, then you remembered, "Shein zeh Sefer Torah hagul," this was the Torah which was not properly rolled. It's not anywhere near to the proper place. He says, according to the bottom line, maskanas hachronim is, "Shelo yachziru ha-Sefer Torah," that we should not return the Sefer Torah once it's already been taken out of the Aron, and to take another one, "Ki ma'od chashashu l'pagma shel Sefer Torah," we're so concerned of disgracing the image of this Sefer Torah, for it to be taken out, and then for you just to put it back, it gives the perception maybe there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah, maybe it's possible, and therefore that's why you're not using it. Not everyone knows it's because it wasn't rolled to the right place. Therefore, "Ela yimchu hatzibor al tirchasam v'gol Sefer Torah zel makom hakriya." The people that are in the shul have to be mochel on the tircha of having to sit there and wait while it's being rolled, but that's exactly what we do. We're more concerned of the pagam, of the disgrace of the Sefer Torah, than the issue of people waiting. Obviously, we would rather them not wait, but unfortunately, the person already took the Sefer Torah out. However, he says, "V'in nizkru od lifnei shehotziu ha-Sefer Torah me'aron HaKodesh." Let's say you remember, not that the Torah was already taken out. But it's possible, Afshehi Kfar Biyad Adam, all you did was you actually touched it. Maybe you just moved it up even an inch or two, but it's still in the actual Aron HaKodesh. It may not be necessarily resting there, but it's still basically there. At that moment, there's certainly reason to possibly go lenient. He says, in that situation, mutul hanicha lokachas tachteha sefer Torah achshein tzorach gol. It's not necessary for you to use that sefer Torah. Probably the logic in this is that since you didn't really take it out, you're really the only one that maybe moved it. Not everyone necessarily even knows that it's been moved at all. So therefore, there's really no issue of giving this negative pogam, this perception of the sefer Torah. So again, if the Torah has already been taken out, then you have to use it. You have to use that Sefer Torah. If it's still there, but you were about to move it or lift it, that's not an issue. Just as long as it has not yet been taken out of the Kodesh, you can take the one which is properly rolled. He says, well, not only that, Elafil im a Sefer Torah shehotziu, eino kol kach mehudir. Let's say the one that you took out, maybe it is rolled to the right place, but the truth is, it's not the best Sefer Torah. The writing is maybe not so perfect. It's still a kosher Sefer Torah. It's not the best. However, our shul, Yesh Od Sefer Torah, the Aron HaKodesh, Hamuhadarim Yoser. There's a Sefer Torah which is in the Aron HaKodesh, which is probably better to use because it's much, much nicer. The Ksav is nicer. It's a newer Sefer Torah. So maybe that's okay. Mikol Malkum, nonetheless, Kivan, Shenotl Sefer Torah Zeliad. Once you picked it up and moved it out of the Aron HaKodesh, Shuv Einlach Zero Aron Kodesh, Kedokachas, as a Mehudar Yoser. We will not want you to take the nicer Sefer Torah. Rather, you should use the one that is in hand. He brings down something fascinating over here. He says it's not only in the situation where you actually pick it up already, the Sefer Torah is not as nice. He says even Gam Ba'od HaSefer Torah Menachem Aron HaKodesh, once all the Sefer Torah are lined up in the Sefer Torah, in Aron HaKodesh, some of them are right in front of you, some may be a little bit on the side over there, which are more difficult to get. He says that Al Yavor Al Harishonim B'Yikach Sefer Torah Rechoka Miyado Mishim Shehi Yoser Amuhuderes Min Hakrova. If you have a Sefer Torah which is right in front of you, that's the one you're supposed to take, and the one which is all you have to bypass it to grab another Sefer Torah, that also gives a negative perception of that Sefer Torah in front of you. And therefore, he advises those people who are in charge, the Gaboyim, he says that it should be placed before the Sefer Torah in the proper way, so that it's basically in the front, so that a person does not have to bypass the Sefer Torah to get to the one that you want. Now, in conclusion, it says as follows. Since we were talking about the Mechaber and brought down the situation, if you have two Sefer Torah, so it's not such an issue, you land from the first one, roll the second. What happens if it's a Shabbos in which there are two Sefer Torah, and they're rolled perfectly? Unfortunately, the person who doesn't know any better, he takes the Sefer Torah, which is supposed to be read second, and he thinks it's the first Torah. He puts it down. So, in this situation, are we allowed to lift up the Sefer Torah and take the other one and put it in its place? Or do we say that once it's already been put down on the table, maybe at that point, unfortunately, we'll have to roll? So he says as follows. This is the last halacha we'll see today. It says, B'yom shekarin bebeis Sefer Torah. If you have two Sefer Torah, let's say on the Shabbos, V'chein hotziu shnayim, so you take up both. Ach b'to'o sanichu al habima Berishona es haSefer Sheni. Accidentally, you put on the bima the second sefer, which should have been read, but instead you put it on there first. Obviously, it's not rolled to the right place. He says, "Bezeh with Dibri Hakol, according to all opinions, mutter l'salikas Sefer Torah, is no problem picking that Sefer Torah that was placed on the bima, lift it right up, and put the other Sefer Torah in its place, the one which is properly rolled." And he says it doesn't make a difference, even if you already opened it up, obviously because you saw it was the wrong one, because after all, Shahari Akarkach, Shuv Yiftachu V'Yikru B'Sefer Torah Zeh V'in Kan Pagam. The whole issue of a Pagam is that you're going to take the Sefer Torah and just put it right back and not read from it. And therefore, people think it's possible. But if you have a Sefer Torah, which in this situation should have been read second, so you can pick it up, because what's the whole issue? It's not going to be read. In this situation, it certainly will be read.